Unit 16. Responding when a group member interrupts you. Whether it's in a formal business meeting or a casual dinner party, Americans enjoy a lively debate. They feel it is important to express their opinions on whatever topic is being discussed. But often, when the conversation becomes heated, individuals may have to be a little aggressive in order to jump into the discussion and give their two cents. Sometimes this involves interrupting the person who is talking with a comment like, "But wait, don't you understand that?" It's not very polite, but often presenting one's point of view is a matter of survival of the fittest. I'm sure this happens in conversations among Japanese, but in the few cases when I've been part of such discussions, everyone seemed to be much more courteous in waiting for their turn to talk. The question is, what do you do when you are talking during a meeting of a small group and someone of the same sex and equal status as you interrupts you? I suppose to some extent, it depends on how important you think it is for you to finish making your comment. If you were saying something valuable, then of course you'd want to finish it. But if you felt you had already made your point, then maybe you would simply let the interrupting person talk. I think these two cases are reflected in the survey results. For all groups except Japanese women, the first most popular response was to be assertive and say that you'd like to finish talking. The next most common response, though, was to do nothing. So why did so many of the Japanese women choose to be so passive in this situation? Is it because they usually don't have anything important to say? I'm sure that's not the case. I'd guess it's because they're usually too polite to interrupt each other. And if the situation does arise, I would think they wouldn't want to embarrass the interrupter by saying they'd like to continue speaking. But then, I'm not an expert here. What do you think?